From the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Lacey Lowry. A 61-year-old man accused of inappropriately touching a 10-year-old girl. Police issued an arrest warrant for Donald DeRosa after the victim told a volunteer at her church about the alleged abuse. OKC police say DeRosa lives on the victim's street in Oklahoma City. The crash report for the wreck that killed five Northeastern State University students last week confirms alcohol was not a factor. Investigators say the road was wet when the pickup hit a guardrail and went off a bridge into the Illinois River near Tahlequah. One candidate for the state house gets an embarrassing mistake on his campaign financial report. Jack Taylor explains. From the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Lacey Lowry on 1520 KOKC. From the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Lacey Lowry. Blaming Democrats for the recess of the House in the middle of a special legislative session about a possible budget solution. So said Representative John Eccles. Democratic House Leader Scott Inman says they're still talking. Republican leaders blamed Democrats for opposing the cigarette tax. House candidate Jason Reese does damage control after an adult search term ended up in his expense report. Reese says his accountant accidentally copied and pasted the inappropriately sexually oriented phrase. Reese's bank statements show no adult purchases were made. The accountant has resigned. From the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Lacey Lowry on 1520 KOKC.
Are you joking? Yes. How does that even happen? I don't know. And he claims he was surfing porn while doing this expense report?
I was shopping, like on some shopping deal, wasn't it? But he never did buy anything, but he was apparently looking at it.
The accountant?
Yeah.
So how did he copy and paste the name of the account or whatever?
I don't know.
I'd be looking for a new accountant.
Yeah, they are.
He resigned. We aired part of his resignation letter last night. So it sounds legit unless there's a big payoff saying, please take the fall for this and I'll pay you money. Can you believe that?
Maroon. I'm maroon. Yeah, I want to go vote for him for sure.
From News 9, I'm Lacey Lowry on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Blaming Democrats for the recess of the House during a special legislative session about a possible budget solution. So said Representative John Eccles. Democratic House Leader Scott Inman says they're still talking. Republican leaders blamed Democrats for opposing the cigarette tax. Three people are dead, two hospitalized after a crash in Blaine County. Troopers say a car went around a semi in a no-passing zone, swerved to avoid hitting an oncoming car, and lost control. The report on the wreck that killed five Northeastern State University students last week is now out. It confirms alcohol was not a factor. From Oklahoma's own News 9, I'm Lacey Lowry. From News 9, I'm Lacey Lowry on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Closing arguments and jury deliberations are expected to begin today in the beheading murder trial for Alton Nolan in Norman. If he's found guilty, phase two would happen next week where he'd learn if he gets life without... If he's found guilty, phase two would happen next week where he would learn if he gets life with or without parole or the death penalty. The president's plan to cut corporate taxes is supported by Senator James Lankford, who says it might stop companies from moving overseas. He says he's not surprised that Democrats have already attacked the plan. Texas beat Iowa State last night 17-7 in Ames. Iowa State will be the next opponent for OU a week from tomorrow in Norman. Meanwhile, OSU plays at Texas Tech tomorrow night. From Oklahoma's own News 9, I'm Lacey Lowry.
Yeah, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Actually, I already know what the answer to that is. Lazy.
What?
The answer to that is my wife will have a whole...